Thank you. Hello, Mr. Moody.
Hello, hello.
Hi, this is Ryan Moody, please.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Ryan. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay, yeah.
Fantastic. Ryan, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah, yeah, I've got stuff, though.
Okay, buddy. Just to let you know, sir, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The call today, Ryan, we're part of what's called the investigation team, and it's our role to go out and gather the evidence for you to substantiate your case, give you the best chance, obviously. So that's not only me writing to social services and educational authorities up in Dundee, it's also to get to know you a little better and try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child in these care settings,
how
that has had an effect on you as an adult.
Yeah.
You know, stuff I can evidence, Ryan, the likes of, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or substance abuse. What I'll do, Ryan, is I'll write to the likes of your GP, NHS trusts, rehabilitation centres, addiction charities, and I'll go and gather that evidence for you. And obviously then present that to the Scottish Redress as an overall accurate picture of Ryan in care and also Ryan because of care.
Yeah.
It has to take that into consideration, Ryan, you know, the after effects of you know, your time in care, if you like. So I am going to ask you actually some pretty tough questions.
Yeah,
sure. I apologize profusely, sir, in advance. I am sorry.
No, that's fine.
All right, thank you very much. So have you ever suffered with any sort of anxiety or depression?
I've had anxiety and depression since I was younger, obviously. I mean, when I was in care, when I was younger, I used to go to Bernardo's up in Edinburgh.
Okay.
And it was like a psychologist or something they used to send me to see. I think it was like the psychologist.
Okay, inside of the care setting?
Inside of the... Yeah, I was in care at the time.
Yeah. Okay. So I should be able to get that from your social service records. What about any sort of, are you taking any medication or have been taking any medication?
I mean, before, I did try with the,
antidepressants.
Yeah, I did try with them, but I mean, they didn't really go with me properly.
Okay.
Like, they didn't agree with me. Like, I've tried two or three different types and just, yeah.
What are you doing now, Ryan? How are you?
Well, I did go to the doctors when I was younger. Well, not younger, I'd say probably a good 3 years ago. 4 years ago, I think, like that, I went to the doctors and obviously said about my depression, anxiety, and they said it could be like PTSD and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And basically, the doctors just basically told me that either go on medication or you're going to need to go and go to therapy and speak to people about stuff. So I tried therapy for about 5 sessions and then realised it wasn't getting me anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just trying to be basically good, like doing it myself, do you know what I mean?
So are you self-medicating, are you?
Well, I was, yeah. I'm not at the moment now, but, like, I used to go out all the time and drink and smoke and...
Yeah. Did you find the cannabis?
It helped me sleep, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a lot of our clients take cannabis, to be fair, so that's... We were getting to that point, to be fair. Have you had any issues with alcohol, Ryan?
Not alcohol as such. It was mostly when I was like in my teenage years and that. It was like cocaine and stuff like that.
So did you seek any sort of medical help for the cocaine?
I don't think so at the time. I think it was more just like being younger and all that and being stupid. But then obviously, like in the situation, if I'd maybe had like the right guidance or stuff like that around me at the time, I might not have actually done stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Okay, and so I have got a real tough question, Ryan. It's the one that in every phone call I DJ. But it's the one that I do have to ask. So again, Ryan, I am sorry I have to ask you this. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Ryan?
Oh, when I was younger, I tried to do it a couple of times. So obviously it's not like something that I would go and tell people. It would be something that I just keep to myself.
Yeah. I mean, was you hospitalised for any of them attempts or?
No.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I asked, to be fair, Ryan. You know, a lot of these times you end up in a hospital, I can then write to the hospital, gather that evidence.
Yeah.
You know, as we can peg that back or through a past trauma. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Ryan, if it's okay with you, I'm going to write to the GP. I'm going to get all of your records from, obviously, your mental health issues. And then I'll utilise that when we're presenting your case. So can I take your GP's details, please, Ryan?
I don't know what my doctor's name is or that.
No, that's fine. Just the practice details, please, sir.
Goodens Group Practice, I think.
Yeah, can you do that one again for us, please, Ryan?
Goodens Group Practice.
Goodens?
Yeah. I live in London now.
Okay.
So it's like...
Sorry, you know, it's okay. So 20 North Road, Market Estate, London.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy, just give us a sec just so I can get this added to the software.
Okay.
Put into the practice that 20 more, sorry. GP for? Did you say, Ryan?
How long have I been with the GP for?
Yes, please.
Roughly 8 years, maybe.
Okay. So, 2019.
Yeah. I'm not really one for going to GP and stuff like that, but as far as I'm concerned, anything I've went with not really helped me with anything.
Yeah. Yeah, as men, we generally don't. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Ryan, is I'm going to write to the social services and the education authorities up in Dundee for your time and care.
Yeah.
When I get that information back, Ryan, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's like obviously stuff like that I'm not really happy about, obviously, with being in care, like, where getting moved about, put all at the post, never got told that I had sisters, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Was you always just in Dundee? Was that
I was in Dundee, nah, well, I was in Dundee for the first 9 years of my life.
Okay.
But I was moved about to multiple different places then at the time as well. Okay. And then they moved me to Falkirk, and then they moved me down to, like, near Gretna.
Okay.
So, ask that pardon?
So, shall I Drive out to the, so the only one I've got here is Dundee Local Authority.
Yeah, no, I was still with Dundee City Council, like, they were still technically my guardians, even when I went and...
Okay. So
when they moved me halfway down the bloody country, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So, that's great, because obviously it's very targeted for me now then, so I don't need to write to multiple different local authorities. I'll just write to Dundee, I'll get all of your information back from your time and care.
Yeah.
I'll send you copies of everything that I get. Obviously, it's your journey, it's your story, so, you know, you have the right to have absolutely everything, every piece of information that I get.
Yeah, well, I mean, the took, I think obviously me and my sister, like my older sister, like went into care and all that. I don't know if it was the day where abuse or whatever like that. I've not actually looked myself, like seeing my files.
Yeah.
But I ain't got to be stuff to do with that.
Okay.
But okay. The whole when I was on the phone the last time, the guy was saying maybe make some notes and stuff like that, stuff that you can remember when I was living in, because I was living with a vegetarian woman for like a couple of years when I was in Dundee.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you want to hold any of them notes or?
So what we're best doing rather than dragging over it now, if you can keep some form of journal, because this is not gonna be a quick turnaround. Should we say?
Yeah.
It could take me, you know, best case scenario 6 months just to get the information back from Dundee.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, it's probably gonna take me 10. Even under the threat of legal action, you know, these local authorities, social services departments, they don't get us the information back quick. So, in the meantime, I'm going to keep touching base with you every, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. If you can keep a journal, and what we do at the end, Ryan, is once I send you all the information from your time in care, we'll go through it all together, and make sure that, you know, make sure that you've got all of your information in front of you, which may kick up a lot more memories.
Yeah.
And we'll go through your statements then. In one go, if you like.
Yeah.
Make sure that we've got absolutely everything.
Nah, because we did the right things, some stuff, but obviously what you were saying, like, when you write some stuff down, you remember some other stuff. So,
yeah. By all means, keep a journal. You know, keep going back to it. And then when we get all the information back from your time and care, we'll go through absolutely everything together with a fine-tooth comb. The idea is, you know, we're on a partnership, if you like, on this. The more you get, the more we get as a law firm, no win, no fee. So we're going to encourage you to, you know, try and get as much information down as we possibly can. And it's our job to go out and gather the evidence for you to give you the best chance. So, yeah, please, you know, keep a journal. If it's going to help you and if it helps your mindset, then I'd say keep a journal. If you're writing stuff down and it's sending you into a, you know, a dark place or a bad place, then throw the journal out the window and we'll deal with it in 8 months or 10 months time when I send you all the information.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you.
Mm.
How it's making you feel. I don't want you sitting there under pressure for the next 10 months.
Nah, I'd rather just get it done with anyway. Like my mate said to me for years that I should have probably tried to do the fucking social work for what they were doing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's disgusting what they've done to you guys, you survivors up there in Scotland.
It doesn't shock me though, do you know what I mean? I've heard loads of different stories to people that have been in care as well, and it's just like, well, basically put the kids somewhere and forget about them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's awful. Well, do you mind me asking, or do you know the reason why you were in care, or?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
Like I said, I think there was meant to be a abuse stuff or something like that in the family, and then, like, a couple of us got taken away. Like, me and my older sister got taken away. I didn't actually know about her at the time, though, obviously, because I was young then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've got four sisters that have been the kind of it, do you know what I mean?
Do you know them now? Have you
Yeah, them? I know them now, but the relationship isn't exactly
sisterly.
What it should have been, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If you grow up with your sister or whatever, like, I'm supposed to do that, protect them and look after them. And
yeah.
I wasn't there at the time to do that, so.
No. I think they should. I mean, I don't know how it works, but, you know, the fact that you don't know that you've got brothers or sisters, should we say.
Mm.
And then, you know, multiple years later, you find out you've actually got a real big extended family.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like yours.
It's all breaking us apart, and then pulling us back together at some point and expecting us all just to get on.
Basically.
Yeah, it's mental. Okay, so once I get all the information back from your time and care, we'll go through it together. We'll then add all of your medical records to your case as well. And then it'll be what's called our final submission, Ryan.
So the thing is, there probably won't be a lot on the medical records, just because of the simple fact, I said, I've not really bothered with doctors or that, just because, like, I've spoke to psychiatrists since I was younger, that'll be done on my notes as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, that stuff doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Well, if there's any record of mental health or any record of depression on your file, we can pin that back and highlight that as, you know, because of past trauma.
Yeah.
So even if it says that you took antidepressants for 2 months, it's something, it goes to show you were suffering and are suffering from what happened to you. So that's all good. The fact that you don't actually go to the doctor or trust the doctor anymore, you know, I can't really advise you on that. I'm not a medical professional. But obviously, you know, you need to find something that works for you, don't you? And something that you can live with and is not going to damage you, like, you know, alcohol or hard drugs, should we say.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do what's called our final submission, Ryan. That's where we submit all of the evidence that we've got to the Scottish Redress team. And then what we wait for is what's called a panel day. The panel is, it's not like a children's panel, it's a panel that judges our case law behind closed doors. So we await their decision, which is hopefully going to be a recognition of wrongdoing for you in the form of an apology.
Yeah.
And also an offer of financial compensation as well, Mr. Moody. Just to let you know what we've done so far, Ryan, is we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim. We've told them the time that you were in care. We've showed them the statements that you gave our customer care team.
Yeah.
And they've deemed you worthy enough to give an application number.
No.
So we've got an application number for you now. We've been recognised as your law firm. And it's on us now to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yeah.
So,
I just think it's a bit funny though, how it's like, it was it from 2004, like after, I mean before, isn't it?
Before, that's it, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, like I've got so many things that I could turn around and say about the social work and that, after that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, you're supposed to have like meetings and all that with your social workers and just to see how you're getting on. You'd be lucky if I see my social worker once a year.
No. How old was you when you came out of care?
18. I got put in a care home. Like, they put me, I was living with my foster family, but then obviously with my behaviour when I was younger, they couldn't really have me because I kept getting kicked out of school and that. But then that's obviously the stuff when I was, that sensory stuff when I was younger, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, they couldn't look after me anymore, blah, blah, blah. So they moved me halfway across the country. Near Gretna, and basically just left me in a care home, said that I would only be there for a couple of months, and I was there for 5 years.
Oh wow. Wow.
Moved away to all my friends, anywhere that I'd, you know what I mean, like anywhere that was like familiar with, had to start all over again, like, and I've had to do that about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. No, that's probably one of the weird things about being in care. I mean, obviously, you know, you guys seen some horrendous abuse, but it's the getting moved around a lot, isn't it? The instability, should we say, of you're just getting moved about a lot, and then that massively affects you as an adult, doesn't it? You don't settle anywhere.
Yeah, you can't settle. I mean, that's probably why I'm in London now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How long have you been down there?
I've been here for about 8 years now, but like, I can't stay somewhere for protect her lung. You know what I mean? I'll probably end up moving over to here again. So
yeah, it's all because of your childhood. It's all because of
probably.
It definitely is. 100%. See, the lack of the ability to settle, the trust issues, the anger issues.
Mm.
You know, it all comes from your time in care and from our childhood. So. Mental, definitely mental. Do you have any questions for me, Ryan, on what I'm about to undertake for you?
No.
My role?
Yeah, no, I know you're going to go and get all my files and with the stuff and all that, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Just due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Ryan, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you.
Yeah.
I do need to do that on this recorded call. Now, our customer care team has probably been through this with you before, but I just need to run through it with you now, because we're about to embark on probably 10 months worth of work for you.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, Ryan, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. We've actually set up, Ryan, for individuals to do that, but obviously they made it as complicated as they possibly can. That would obviously entail you gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case to the Scottish
Redress. Yeah, that is just like, I mean, I'm not very good at speaking about stuff anyway, so.
Nobody takes that option, Ryan, believe me.
Yeah.
So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but they won't charge you any fees. Now, the reason they don't charge you any fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yeah.
So you don't pay them, but they get paid whether you win or lose.
Regardless.
Yeah. Now, as a fellow law firm down here in England, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Ryan, what they don't or won't do for you.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is we as a law firm here at MMA Legal, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Mm-hmm.
What we do with our clients like yourself, Ryan, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's all part of the business to go out and gather as much evidence as I possibly can to give you and I the best chance of winning the most amount of compensation.
Sure.
Okay. Our fees, Ryan, are capped at 16% plus VAT. Now, what that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, you'll never, ever pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the VAT, is 20% of the 16, which will net you out in fees at 19.2%. So you'll never pay us more than 19.2%.
Never.
On the flip side, on the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been through the care system and you're deemed to be a vulnerable client, I haven't labelled you that, Ryan, the government's. We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case.
Yeah.
So what that means, Ryan, is if we don't or we fail to get you compensation, you will never pay us any fees.
I'm not going to start hounding me for money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees, Ryan, so it'll never come back to bite you. What I'm trying to say, Ryan, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yeah, basically, I could either bet myself or I could go with a company that gets paid regardless of what happens, so they're not really going to care that much. Or I could just obviously pay you the fee.
Yeah. Only if you win. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Ryan?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. You signed some documentation with us, which is your conditional fee agreement, which is, you know, when no fee agreement on the 28th of this month, of March, for the sake. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from that date, which is the 11th of April. What that means is you have 14 days to change your mind, rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away and continue with this case however which way you want. We won't start work on your case until after the 11th, because obviously we don't want to incur any costs.
Yeah.
But you also have the right to waive that 14 day cooling off period, Ryan. If you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive this cooling off period, and you can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Are you happy to waive the 14 day cooling off period?
No, I mean, like, you can just continue.
No problem. Okay. So you have my number now, Ryan. This is 016-1563-0816 number. If you save my number as Michael, if you need me for anything, can you just give me a call?
Yeah.
I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all of my contact details, any after-hour numbers and an outline of our process, and I will stay in touch and update you every 4 to 5 weeks, either by email or with a phone call, Mr. Moore.
Right.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Ryan?
No, not at the moment. So basically, like, the stuff that I have written down and all that, we'll go over that at some point in the future then, yeah?
So yeah, as soon as I get all the information back from Dundee Social Services, me and you will go through absolutely everything together.
Yeah, okay.
So if you keep the journal, like I said, if it helps you, keep a journal. If it doesn't help you, don't, we'll deal with it in 8 to 10 months when the information comes back.
Right, I've written some bullet points and everything like that and stuff, but then there's going to be stuff obviously in the files and everything like that that I've probably forgotten that because of the age and...
Yeah, no, definitely is. It's also going to give you some clarity as well and probably why, why you were put into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Ryan?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much for being brave and speaking to me today, Ryan. I really appreciate it. If you need me for anything, give me a call. We work for you now, so, you know, you won't be wasting our time.
Yeah.
Just pick up the phone and ring us if you need us, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Ryan. So much for speaking to you. Thank you. Have a good day.
Right, you too. Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.